Teddy the Fool. Mr. T here with a message from your partner. They're nuts about you. And when they see you, they get chills all over. They want it. And when they tell it all. Oh, wow. Ain't they lucky? They love you, man.
The law of country.
American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, November 28th, 2005. And this would be Newsreel, the WOG Global Sit Rep for Core Political Tyranny, Technology, and Trends for your headspace and timing. Rant Media is taking a stand for free speech today, and just by listening to this program, you are too. You can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal, and you can currently get to my live journal by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WNY Media Network, KJAG Radio, OspreyRadio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, and SRN1. And you yourself are free to distribute this broadcast any way you see fit. And now, my beautiful and talented co-host, Sumerian.
I am here once again. Oh, microphone very low.
Very low. Let's turn it up.
Nope, mine's cranked. Okay.
Yours is cranked. Talk loud. I can turn mine down, maybe. Would that make a difference?
No, it's okay. I'll just be right in the microphone.
All right, so because
be like a rapper.
Yeah, because this is a special microphone today. What's up with the special microphone today?
We can always my ancient first ever mic. My first mic.
You're my first mic. And see, that's better. If I hold it about here and you get a little close, we're about equal.
I think we'll be okay.
Okay,
here.
Well, it should be all right.
Yeah, this is like what I first ever microphone like 15 years ago, Radio Shack special.
And it still works.
Yes, it does.
They don't make them like that anymore, I'll tell you.
It probably sounds like crap, but it works.
It probably doesn't sound like crap. Maybe should we pause it? See what
it's a stand-in mic. No, it's all cool.
All right, because I lost one of my mic parts, so I'm not too sure. So we bailed on one of our mics, but that's okay. That's okay. It doesn't really matter. Now, as I understand it, Patrolling, Season 2, Episode 3 is out.
It is out and being downloaded.
I see.
Crazy.
Right. And how's the reaction? How's the feedback?
They like it. It's good. They like the little the dog eating the meat in the midair section.
Yeah.
They like that. That's funny.
Yeah, they like that. Yeah, it's pretty good. It is funny.
Yeah. Some people worried, though.
Worried.
Yeah, worried. They're concerned about the content of episode 3.
I'm concerned about the content of the entire Patrolling series, but that's neither here nor there. What, any specific content they're worried about?
Some dangerous stuff in there.
Dangerous, harmful matter. What have we got? What have we got going on?
Teaching like electronics to children, and you know, with the garage door thing, they think it's very dangerous, and people could get into trouble and electrocute themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that would be natural selection, you know, if people, you know, kind of get themselves out of the shallow end of the gene pool by watching Patrolling. I mean, where's the bad part? Where's the minuses? Where's the downside?
That's my CD.
Yeah, I know it's your CD. I haven't fixed the case yet.
Oh, all right. Okay.
It's because I busted the case on his CD and he's like, "You bastard! You bastard!" And I'm like, I'm busting the case, man.
I don't care. I'm taking it back. I got CD cases.
Oh, my God. And you're like, oh, it's in there.
Paranoid about it.
Oh, okay.
You can't get this anymore.
And what? And that's it. This is the darkest of the hillside tickets. Typical guy.
Yes.
He's all like, oh, my God. How many times have you listened to that?
Chilean punk rock.
How many times have you listened to that?
Probably hundreds.
You're such a fucking liar.
No.
You are such a liar.
Tons.
Oh, you're a liar.
That's tons of concerts.
You are a liar. You're like liar times five. You're such a liar. Oh,
been
my
to
God.
His house like 10 times too.
Yeah, and okay, so Sumerian from now on is known as Guy as the darkest, the biggest fan of the darkest.
I don't even know who's the biggest fan.
The biggest fan of the Darkest of the Hillside Thickets.
There's others.
Like who?
I have no idea. I don't know what their names are.
Well, yeah, I guess you're not really a big fan then if you don't know what the big fans
exactly.
are. So anything else going on with patrolling? Any notable ones other than you're going to kill people by teaching them how to jerry garage door openers?
There is a disclaimer at the beginning of every patrolling episode.
Yeah, because the whole thing's fake. Like, I'm talking about Sasquatch and tinfoil hats, for Christ's sake.
Doesn't that cover everything? Everything.
Everything is fake.
Everything?
Everything fake. Fake. Not real. Not a real show. Not a religion. Do not worship.
Yeah, so that covers everything. And, yeah, I said that back to the person in the forum that said it was a dangerous show.
So,
but it's not the show. But more episodes are coming out slowly but surely. This one took a while because my motherboard took a big dive off the top.
Is that the reason why it took so long to do the show?
It took five times as long to edit it because I was editing over the network. The hard drive with the video was on another computer. Editing on another computer.
And this would be why you want to get one of those gig switches now, right? Because it's like, oh my God.
Yeah, and I'm also going to put a RAID system, a 900 gig RAID array in one of my
computers.
Yeah,
because you need a terabyte worth of...
I do. I'm full.
I use it.
The video, it's full. Video is huge.
Full of... Yeah, you're full of it. I mean...
Well, the whole season, every video of patrolling is on the computer right now. Like, I used to do it segment by segment, but that took way too long, and then For the outtakes, I had to redub it all again. So this time I'm just dumping the whole season onto the hard drive.
Yeah, you showed up here at my house today with a package from Dual Parallel.
Yes.
From Radio Free America.
Freak. Yep.
Radio Freak America. And he gives it to me and says, oh, yeah, here you go. Now, Dual Parallel phoned me up the other day, a while back. He's like, oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. We were talking. And a bit of a weird conversation we had there, and we hung up the phone. I was just like, it's kind of a strange conversation we had.
Those happen.
But then he said to me, he goes, yeah, I'm going to be sending you some stuff here pretty quick.
Stuff.
So I'm like, oh, okay. So today I get this compact iPack handheld, like a $400 handheld, that he donates because he's not using it anymore because he's all elite like that. And he's got the latest and greatest everything.
It is trash to me.
It's trash. I used it for 2 days. It's garbage. It was so last Thursday. So I'm like, and he sent me this thing, and he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't donate, he sends me this iPad.
Nice little piece of kit.
Oh, it's an amazing piece of kit for free. Yeah. I mean, what are you kidding? So now I'm able to, actually download my email and stuff like that. And which is pretty handy in case I'm, out and about, doing anything, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to just say, thank you very much. I felt kind of bad, actually, because I was just like, oh, my God. He sent me this hardcore piece of tech, which is cool, though, because it's tech.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I had a Wi-Fi card lying around for it.
Sim gave me a Wi-Fi, so I'm now officially.
Online.
Yeah, I'm Uber Elite. Now I have to find the little cool apps for the handheld.
Yeah. And I have to pay for my shit.
But I'm cool.
I buy one like the week before and then, oh, here.
Yeah, but yours is
all the exact same one.
No, it's not. It's not exactly the same one.
It doesn't have the phone in it.
Yeah, it doesn't have the phone, and it doesn't have like the built-in Wi-Fi.
Built-in Wi-Fi, but you got Wi-Fi now.
Yeah, but it's not a phone. It's not a phone, but it's
at least your phone doesn't crash.
Well, the thing is, I wouldn't want it as a phone anyway, so I think I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, it's pretty sexy.
It is nice.
I was pretty impressed. So, thank you very much, Dual Parallel.
Now you just got to get the keyboard for it.
Yeah, I got to get a Bluetooth keyboard.
Nice.
But apparently Bluetooth is, like, scary because there's, like, all kinds of scary Bluetooth.
There is. I keep my Bluetooth off.
Yeah, I don't know about the Bluetooth thing, man.
Can even turn it on. Like, oh, it's off? Oh, we'll just turn it on for you.
Well, I'm sure that there's these guys now who will be like, I wonder if there's a way you could track people who are trying to Bluetooth tonight. Because the way I see it, if you are out in a restaurant, say,
yeah,
and some guy is snooping in your box.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If there's a way you could pinpoint who it was who was doing it, I don't know. Well, never mind how that's done, but let's pretend there's a way to
do it. Okay,
okay. Okay. And you can somehow figure out who it is. I think you have the right to beat the dog shit out of that guy. I really do. It's like, hey, fuckface. Whack! Oh, my God! What are you doing? Seriously. Because
you
it's
know
like,
what you did.
Well, you find some guy rooting through your car.
Yeah.
You're going to fucking lay the beats on him. It's like, hey, have a ride on the taser wagon.
It's your private stuff.
Seriously.
Right?
Seriously, I don't want some fucker rooting
He's
around my shit.
He's virtually invading you.
Yeah, you caught him. Oh, I guess you caught me. La, la, la. It would beat the fuck out of the guy. I mean, that's just, that's bunk. We got to police our
it's
own.
It's just here. Common courtesy.
Well, wait, that's a righteous beating as far as I'm concerned. So, I got some, anything else?
No.
Nothing
I don't
top?
Think
okay,
so.
Okay,
no.
I got some feedback here after that. After stockbroker there, after he sent me that email.
It was a good email, yeah. I had a good laugh about that.
Did you like that one?
I thought it was funny. I was laughing my ass off.
Were you because of the whole thing? Well, we got some
just
feedback.
Just how outrageous over the top this person was.
As compared to me? Jesus. I'm the original over the top.
I was waiting for him to say, Sean is the Antichrist. Well, he's the devil incarnate.
Well, I don't believe in that, so I mean, it couldn't really clearly be that.
But he might.
I've got a guy who wanted to give a retort. Now, I'm not doing a flame war here. Okay,
don't let it get out of control.
No, this is it. I'm not. This is the end
this
of it.
This is the end. Okay.
There's the end. There's one other email, which is from Stockbroker, because he was like, he heard it, and he's like,
on the air,
and he's like, oh my god. So he's kind of like, a fabric fucker, you know, because like. It's like, I never wanted him to read that. You know, that was never meant for his ears, you know, which is kind of funny. No, I like Stockbroker. I think he's a good guy.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're just going to get on. Dear Sean. Hey, Sean. Just wanted to comment on feedback from Fabric's poster. The Stockbroker, was it? You covered it pretty efficiently anyway, but there was a few things in his lengthy and somewhat pious diatribe that bothered me. Now, this is kind of funny because,
yeah.
Now, understand... I'm just reading this back because this was an email I got back regarding that.
Okay, yeah.
This is not intended to be a flame. I think Stockbroker is an amazing person, and I'm reading his mail after this one just so I can have a comment because Stockbroker is actually a really good guy.
Okay.
All right. Edit. Have you just spell checked this intended to be short email? I realize I may have been a bit lengthy, so I hit the last two paragraphs. Hit the last two paragraphs if you're in a hurry. I can go through this. Here we go. Anti-religion versus nihilistic science and obsession. Just because you hate the NFL doesn't mean you don't like football.
True.
I, too, have a great disdain for the concept of organized religion. For all the hate, fear, and guilt that it creates in the world, which is especially ironic considering the underlying concept behind all religions are always virtuous suggestions for avoiding these emotions, i.e., just be nice to everyone and we'll all get along much better. Can't we all just be friends? My point being that I dislike religion because I prefer to uphold their intended goals without being manipulated by the agenda of some scribe/priest/pope/prophet/imam/mullah/rabbi/elder/shaman, etc. Now, I'd almost agree with everything you said here except for the shamans.
Is this Stockbroker's email? Or
no.
This
is another guy. This one was sent in by the decoy.
Okay.
Mr. Stockbroker is obviously one of these spiritualists. Now, hang on. That's a scary word when you start saying things like people are obviously clearly
for sure.
That's 100%. Why I love using the term clearly. He's clearly no, he's not. I'm not gonna one of these spiritualist types who feels threatened by someone saying they are anti-religious assumes that they must be against the whole idea of unscientific beliefs. A bit rude on his behalf, I thought. Not really, because it'd be different if he sent it to me, but he's talking about me in the third person. So again, he's just talking to make his point at the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of underhanded for me to even read his fucking email on the air without his knowledge. I mean, that's a pretty, that's kind of dodgy ethics on my behalf, to be fair. Okay. Corporate subversion versus living in a teepee. Wow. I didn't realize that just because I cut my long hair, bought some clothes, and I only wear it to work. What the hell is he doing?
I don't know. He's...
What are you barking at? What the fuck's wrong with you?
He's like looking at you and barking at you.
This is bizarre.
That is bizarre.
I think I left the gate open. Hang on.
Oh.
Alrighty. Anyway, corporate subversion versus living in a teepee. Wow. I didn't realize that just because I cut my long hair and bought some clothes, I only wear to work and don't live in a commune that I have become a corporate whore.
Yes.
This guy's really missing the point here. As you already pointed out, his fantasy of living in the hippie come Amish life away from the cities is only going to last as long as it takes for those cities to expand and engulf said technophobic paradise. Or even sooner if some core political wants resources there. When that day comes, the only thing that will stop him from being bulldozer fodder will be the moderate types, wogs even, that work inside those corporations who actually have some control over the way things happen. Now, again, this guy's coming at it pretty hard here.
Yeah.
And actually, by defending me in this way, he's kind of reinforcing Stockbroker's point. by saying that anybody who speaks out against Sean gets stepped on by, like, the great, you know, big boot of the Wogs, you know.
Boot of server.
Which, it's kind of funny that I'm sort of like, whoa, let him speak. Let him speak.
No, he must be roasted.
Well, I don't agree with a lot of points he's saying. You know, I think that he's going to come around. But he can speak, you know, whatever. You choose. A corporation that is run by evil Illuminati types, but staffed by a broad cross-section of people whose morals vary up and down the scale. Or a corporation that is run by evil Illuminati types and staffed by immoral corpolitical acolytes. I know which one scares me more.
Yeah, and I think Broker was saying that even if you do get in, you get corrupted. You will get corrupted. I think he said that.
Yeah, well, you kind of do. Well, it's just like being a stockbroker. You know, when you get in, you've got to kind of get a lot of... You've got to toe the party line.
Yep,
you know,
they're not going to
trust you until you drink some blood from the goblet. You know, I mean, that's kind of how it is. So he's got a point there.
Yep.
And so any good that you're going to be able to do on the inside is going to have to be pretty well hidden, because if they don't suspect you, you're fucked. Yeah, you're pretty much done. There is the insulting insinuation that just because we do corporate work, plus enjoy electricity and hot water, that we'll automatically sold out all our ideals and let the slow corruption commence. What a crock of shit. I don't work for Exxon or Halliburton, for fuck's sakes. Real moral fortitude isn't running away and making nothing of your life, as some marginalized poet who lives on tofu and photosynthesis.
Hey.
That's a good one. Marginalized poet who lives on tofu and photosynthesis. Just avoid the corruption of modern business life. Real strength comes from working in the environment and resisting the corruption. Now, this is, you know, again, this is not intended to be flameware. It's just stating the other side of the coin.
Okay? Yes. Yeah.
Idealism versus naivety. Again, you already covered this quite well, but as an idealist myself, I get really frustrated with people who naively expect their ideals to stop bullets. How long will Gandhi-style nonviolent means last against a battalion of Serbian soldiers busy ethnic cleansing?
Busy.
Or a Somali warlord with more weapons than food? Or many other depressing examples of less enlightened humans perpetuating horrific acts against innocent people?
This guy's got a good way of phrasing.
He's brilliant. That's why I'm reading it. It's really well written. Just like Stockbrokers was. I mean, his stuff was really well written. Sadly, the concept of nonviolent resistance basically depends on the antagonist eventually becoming shamed/guilted/moved by the selfless sacrifice of his victims and thereby ceasing his barbarism. Which, I'd even disagree with that. Generally, these guys who do this, they've given into hate.
It's over.
It's over. There's no real, like,
Their life is dedicated to killing till they get killed.
Yeah, there were Nazis who were, like, working the gas chambers and shit like that, who were, like, totally fucked up by it. And they, like, couldn't even handle it. But it's pretty rare. Unfortunately, and this is the part that is so hard for white bread sheltered idealists to comprehend, there are some folks in this world who are so evil, they will never even get bored, let alone ashamed, of oppressing the weak, which is what we just stated.
Yeah.
Such people would view passive resistance as a free lunch and just line them up to save ammo. Well, if you're still reading, thanks. I didn't mean to ramble on like that, but that stockbroker dude needs a serious reality check. I got to say that I personally don't agree with everything you have to say either. Well, nobody does. Hell, I don't even agree with some of the shit I said. But I always appreciate the fact that you are only ever present as you only ever present it as your opinion, and even though you might change that opinion as time goes on without fear of contradicting any doctrine you have previously espoused, which is kind of funny because if you have data, you make a decision based on that data, and you're like, you know what, I learned a little bit since last time I talked to you, so you're like, yeah, I don't know, we're trying to do it with this kind of flight, you know, everyone wants, you believe this, so now you're defunct, which is true. It's all about growth.
You've changed your mind.
Or could it be
fallible?
I guess I could call that my own personal evolution.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
Anyway,
we are all human. None of us will ever get anything 100% correct, and the people who expect otherwise just become bitter internet deadbeats who think that they are somehow superior to the rest of us unenlightened clods. Best of luck with your tour in the reserves, by the way. And that's from The Decoy. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Well written.
Well written. And, I thought he was a little hard on Stockbroker, though. I did think he was. The guy's just making a point here. So, now, Stockbroker here wrote me an email clarifying and kind of apologizing a little bit here.
Okay.
Because, again, I did totally sneak up on the guy.
Yeah.
You know, I did. I totally sprang this on him.
He wasn't ready.
And, you know, because...
It's nice he listens
to your
show.
When I get a good... That's the closest thing I've gotten to hate mail in a long time.
Yeah.
You know,
when it's well phrased.
Oh, yeah.
Better,
you know,
right?
And he's like, it's
you
all
suck.
Like,
that's
you suck,
us,
you
right?
fucking loser. Here's a few pictures of scat porn. You know,
like, doesn't really do it.
Thanks.
Right?
You know, what a delete.
You go delete.
And, you know, yeah.
But if it's well phrased, you get it. You read it, you go, okay.
You know, and I like to read it because, you know, if there's a guy who presents his point, that's why I read it
maybe
with such verve.
Good point.
You know, oh, yeah. I mean, shit, here we go. So, this is Dear Sean. I listened to your show on 11-25-05, Friday show, and I was surprised that you read that entire email to Maverick. I'm a little embarrassed, to say the least, because I did not intend for you to read it in its entirety like that. But even so, I'm glad you did read it. I was a little hard on you, I admit, but I was trying to make an impact, which is fair, not to attack you. I wasn't taking it as a personal attack. This is not a personal attack, okay?
It's opinion.
No way. And the other guy who was just talking to you, broker there, he wasn't making a personal attack. He was attacking the, you know, the stockbroker viewpoint thing there. That's all that was. Nothing personal here. We're all friends. Everybody's talking. Anyway, I know you're a good sport, yet I apologize if I upset you. And clearly, you know, again, apologies all around if anybody, you know, is getting upset by this, because that's not the goal here. It's
no.
largely for entertainment purposes, and I think ripping exactly. on me is really funny. It is, because I'm a pretty big target over here.
Yeah.
Clarification number one. I mentioned that Rant is nothing more than a business venture. Dot, dot, dot. Well, it seems like a business venture.
We're getting rich here, man. We're getting fucking rich.
We
rolling
are,
in the money.
We're
oh, wait.
I'm single-handedly the worst fucking businessman in existence. And if Sim was my business manager, your ass is fired. And I'm not even... This isn't fired like before. This is, like, really fired, you know.
And I should offer, like, the DVDs at above cost. Like... make some money on them, maybe. That would be better.
Well, you are clearly making money on those, because we all know that you got
no.
sweatshop kids making them fucking DVDs.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah, I burned them myself.
That's no. how much they cost to make. They're actually communistic, because the people in the foreign countries get them for less.
Well,
sorry. People in the foreign countries, like in Europe and stuff, are actually getting them under cost, because it costs more to ship them than they pay for it. And the people in North America actually cover the costs of the European people.
Cool.
So, no, I'm not making any money.
Well,
I'm not going to make any money by selling them anyway, so why even make a dollar? What's the point?
Well, you should.
I have a job, okay, everyone? I have a job. It's not Rant.
You don't have a job. You're ripping me off. You're using
Rant's a hobby.
You're using
That's
me.
Right.
That's what it is.
That's right.
All right. Well, it seems
That's
like
right.
clarification number two.
You want to use your songs for Levi's.
That's right. That's
I
right.
I didn't market your stuff
I
well enough.
I watched Tony Hawk's.
Oh, that was sad.
That was sad. We were in the big box electronics store today, and they had the big ad up there for the, you know, Tony Hawk's new Skate the World or whatever the hell it was called.
And what song was on
and it?
It
was Jello actually singing California Uber Alice in the background of the ad, you know.
Something that Jello would never allow.
Oh,
but.
My God. You know, Jello by Afro would never allow a simulated resistance piece to pacify children. I mean, he must have just, like, that's the kind of stuff that the guy watches that. I'm sure he's going to shoot himself. Like, oh, my God. I felt bad just watching it for him. But, yeah, we watched that today. But anyway, clarification number two. I was presumptuous to assume that I know what you, quote, unquote, think. Quite obviously, I do not. Well, you know. Everybody thinks all kinds of shit. You know, if you have a nightmare about this or that, I mean, thinking is, you know, whatever. People don't know what you think. You can make guesses. I make guesses what other people think. It's not like that. It's not a big deal. I'm not upset. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
It's all right. Clarification number three. There are more alternatives to implementing a successfully structured society than A, militaristic, or B, religious. And now, on to the big one. Clarification number four. Of what I believe Sean's principles are.
He just said in one that he wasn't going to guess what you think.
Well, no, but
now he's going to say what you think.
Well, this is my beliefs.
Okay.
And it's not what my
it's
I
what
think,
he believes what, your principles are.
Well, yeah, well, I guess. No, I mean, let's see what he's. I mean, he was pretty bang on in the last one, you know. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Okay, clarification number four. Sean thinks that he is thinking for himself. But the truth is, don't laugh, because then it makes it sound like I'm
okay.
making fun of him.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
If you're going to laugh, laugh off the mic. All right, here we go. Sean thinks that he's thinking for himself, but the truth is he's not. His mind is focused on global government of some kind. There's a star here. There's a global warming of some. There's a footnote here. Where's the footnote? Oh shit!
It's not there.
It's not there. I never got the star.
It's okay.
God damn. Oh, I missed it. Okay. Oh no, fuck! I feel bad. Did I miss that?
But there's no star.
His mind is focused on the global government of some kind. And there's a footnote here that I didn't get, but I'm sure that links to some. Look up global government. You'll find it.
Yeah.
A military-controlled society, possibly. A military religion of some kind, hypothetically. And he supports evolution of the human race over personal freedom. I'm only guessing here, but I hope you get the point. This is what he says.
Yeah.
It is a fact. You cannot live freely as you choose and also assist in evolving the human race. Okay. Ask yourselves what is necessary for us to evolve, and you will find the answer every time will be the sacrifice of personal freedoms in exchange for increased control of the government, class, or body. A person who lives freely on their own does not pay homage to the laws and rules that are inappropriate laws outside the common constitution, and people who support evolution only support the increased size of the collective governing body and decrease in size of the masses. Population control. I gotta say here that's some pretty big leaps you're making there. Pretty generalized statements, you know. But anyway.
That's a long sentence.
Did I? Should I try that again?
No. Okay. Just go to the next one.
There is no other route to take. To expect all human beings to be righteous and kind is a huge miscalculation. There will always be hatred. There will always be fear. There will always be jealousy. And there will always be greed.
True.
These are things we must battle against. At the very heart of mankind, you cannot alter and change what has been bred into us for thousands of years of warring and death without force and without extreme measures. This is what
it's
I believe.
True.
So
even then, you still can't beat it out of them.
This is what he believes.
You believe.
I believe. Okay. All those statements are as well.
Oh, okay.
He's wrong on the some of this here. That's pretty sweeping shit.
Yeah.
I try to simplify my beliefs and principles and stuff like that as best I can, but this is what this guy says, I believe, which he's kind of on the right track. There's a couple problems here where, you know, I don't really go. But anyway, he goes on to say, and so I ask, will we sacrifice our humanity in order to attempt to save it? Now, this is one of those, we're going right in. This is leading right into some really good dogma here. Okay. So, sacrificing your humanity in an order and attempt to save it. No, I when I think of a militaristic society, I don't think of, you know, the Fuhrer and the George Orwell setup. I think of things like Star Trek. Star Trek, Next Generation.
They have some good rules.
That's
laid
a militaristic
out.
Society.
They got warships. Yeah, they got big lasers.
Oh fuck yeah! You know, and everyone was there,
but they got, they're very balanced.
Yeah, and
they got some good rules laid down.
Well, the thing about with a militarist is there's no politics. It's like, well, unfortunately, we're friends. And we're going to do it this way, because quite often if you got guys different ranks and stuff like that, everybody's all there. Nobody's power tripping.
Yeah.
But when it comes down, they're like, sir, I don't think we should do this. They're like, I understand you don't think we should do this, but we are doing it this way because I'm in charge.
And they go, okay.
And they say, okay, we're going to do it your way, but I'm concerned, sir, and these are my concerns. Recognize your concerns.
Noted.
We will talk about this more later, and we will see who is right, and you will learn to trust my judgment versus not trusting my judgment. This is why I'm a higher rank than you are.
Yeah.
In a perfect world.
Yes.
However, I never signed a contract. No, going on to say here. I never signed a contract that said, I promise to evolve as my government sees fit. And will obey all commands just so that they can be happy. I am free and sovereign human being, and no person can tell me how I think, act, what I can say, do, or travel. Period.
Emphasis his.
Emphasis are all... we've got a lot of capital words here. As long as I'm not harming another person or harming their property, I should be left alone. There is no need for a one-world government, a one-world religion, one-world court, or one-world military besides to try to increase control and alter the natural course of humanity. Which, the natural course of humanity is probably to hang out in trees and die at age 40.
Yes, it is. Actually.
The purpose of life is not to evolve, but it is to live. And yes, they are separate. Yes, if you die of some disease, you cease living. This means you do not evolve. An evolved and enlightened race could have cures, thus providing cures for diseases. But if they spend their entire lives living in a bubble, following every command they are given, then tell me, have they ever really lived? Now, these are like really subjective statements here. We're talking about choice. And again, I don't think, even in my brilliant militaristic society plans, I don't think that, like, you would never be in the army.
No.
Sim
wouldn't work.
Yeah.
I'm on the art side of your world.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so you're living over on the artist side, and you know, the military guys go and die for you. So realistically, the art guys, like this guy here, I mean, he's not into it. So that's cool. And all I'm saying here is we're willing to let the army go die for you so that you can continue being,
It's pros and cons to a one-world government.
Sure.
Pros are everyone's under one banner.
Sure.
The cons are, well, there's still going to be fighting within it.
Well, you know, this is an interesting point here.
And
because
then pros is also that there's not lots of little factions all fighting all over the world like there is now.
Well, I wonder. You know, let's look at a continent. Let's look at Africa for a minute now.
Yeah.
Now, Africa used to be a British colony.
Yes.
Right. Now, when it was a British colony, how much war was there?
Don't know much about it.
I'm sure I'm going to get some mail on this one. I'm sure I'm going to get some mail on this, but it seems to me the only time in history when there wasn't war all over Africa is when it was a British colony.
It may have been bad there. There may have been slavery. There may have been other stuff, but not war.
Yeah, but there wasn't, like, people eating their kids in front of them and shit.
Yeah.
You know, so now it's, quote-unquote free, and the whole continent is fucked.
Free to kill each other.
Yeah, everybody's killing each other down there. So, I don't know. What does that say? I don't know what that says, but I guess maybe I'm way off here. I'll take email on that.
Sure, there's peace under an oppressive government.
Yeah.
Because, they quell anything that's going to rise up.
Yeah, so
just kill, done.
Yeah, well, you don't fucking kill each other. You know, it's kind of the idea here.
Yep.
It is sickening how far the brainwashing has gone. There are powerful people in control of your monetary systems, your media, your corporations, your military, and your educational systems. And you should be fighting for the right to live, but not the right to evolve. Sean Mann. Sean Mann. You are perhaps one of the very few people I would love to have on my side, watching my back, or even in the same town as me.
Well, thank you. You're
that's
my praise. Yeah.
You seem to be an all-around guy, and I truly believe that you are smarter than your average bear. Oh, he's a big bear.
Oh, he's a cute.
Look at the big bear. Sorry, that's that grizzly man fucking dude. I can't stand that guy.
Anyway, whap.
Yeah, totally. Oh, his head. and his head came off. You are far from being a brain scientist, but hey, so am I. Keep up the fight, and good luck in the military. I am glad to see that you are not taking my comments personally. At least I hope you're not taking them personally. After all, who the fuck am I? But some lonely guy trying to survive in a shitstorm of the millennium. What is the one thing I can ask you to do? Try to have some tolerance for religion. It's more of a part of us than you may think. Organized religion is for the birds, however. Now,
yes, 90% of the United States is religious.
That's true. Just take it easy, man. You'll always have my respect, no matter how much you long to reach the stars. Just be wise to the fact that he who often attempts to attain such a feat often stumbles upon a single straw. And that was from Stockbroker. So, I would say now that, the reason why I got something in my tongue. That's why I'm taking all these Christopher Walken-like poses in my voice. I've got something in my mouth. It sounds like bullshit from seeing this email. No, but seriously, it's like, the reason why I got a problem with religion is because it's a lie. That's the only reason I got with it. It's a lie. It's not real.
And
not real.
And you search for the truth.
And I'm about the fucking truth.
Yes.
Okay. Give me the truth. I'm okay with the truth. I think that we're all big kids and we can all handle the fucking truth. The truth is, maybe we just die.
Don't say that.
Maybe we just fucking die. You live, you die. We're meat, that's it. End of fucking list. Maybe that's it. Maybe all this ghost shit is wrong. Maybe that's what's going on. If that's the case, then the next question, what's the fucking point? Well, the point is, I guess...
What was the point before?
Well, what is the point before?
To get some big pile of gold in heaven?
Yeah, I guess. That'd be a good point.
What kind of goals are that? I'm going to live my whole life
well,
being
you don't
a beautiful,
like those...
beautiful person.
Okay, well, fuck you then. I'll take the gold in heaven. Screw you, hippie. If God appeared unto me, seriously, if Jesus shows up, you know, oh, and I get the big, you know, visitation. My wife and I are there. We're both looking at it. I got verification. I'm like, honey, Jesus is in the bedroom here. Going to kick his ass. You know, I'm just going to try to engage this agent of the Lord here. But it's like,
you're going to lose.
I'm like, hope you're good with that sword, fucker. But, yeah, seriously, if that were to actually happen, you know, I had the divine, you know, visitation and stuff like that. Well, yeah, I'd be a monk. I mean, I can honestly say that. I'm pretty sure Sim would back me on that. I'd be like, yeah, if Sean had that happen, he probably... I'd probably go monk.
Because that would be the new truth.
That would be the new truth. That'd be the data upgrade.
Yes.
The data has been presented.
We're saving some data here.
We got new intel. Thanks. Intelligence upgrade has happened. So, you know. But as it is, the religion thing, that, you know, it's kind of a fallback. You've got to come from a basis of truth. You know, that's just about it.
And it's hard to believe that whole Bible thing.
Yeah, I just can't.
A lot of potholes there.
Yeah, people equal shit. Okay, anyway. So I got another piece of feedback here. Dear Sean. Yowza. I was just listening to this week's episodes and heard you talking about banning books.
What?
I was talking about the thought crimes.
You don't want to ban books. Oh, yeah, you did.
Well, some books. Just some books.
The ones you don't like.
The ones I don't happen to agree with. Like any that stockbroker writes, yeah, those are banned.
That's gone. The burn pile.
Yeah, unless we get to sell them through the Rant Media massive.
That's right. Unless we can make money on them.
Yeah,
banned.
Unless we can make money. No, okay. Now we're just being
cheap shots.
We're being dicks now. Yeah. Okay. Sorry. All right. Talking about banning books. To some degree, I agree with you. But on the other, hang on. But on the other side, there is a lot of Hollywood movies about things like terrorists, criminals, etc., that show you how to fuck someone up and use violence. Should this, too, also be banned?
Yeah, it's evil. We should all just watch like Disney movies.
If someone writes a book about, for example, how pedophiles seduce children, he should be free to do so. It might be the work of a psychologist, philosopher, doctor, etc., trying to explain the behavior, or brain structure, or whatever, and even coming up with a cure for this shit. Furthermore, people could buy the book to know how to protect their children against pedophiles.
Any kind of data could be used for good or evil.
What if the Kansas people start to ban books on Darwin about evolution, i.e. Da Vinci Code, alike books? Not cool. From this kind of things, only normal people would suffer as pedophiles, and the other idiots would continue. Anyway, content of books should be screened, i.e. racism, etc., and to my knowledge, it is already is. But maybe we should just have some extra time and effort in catching pedos and protecting children instead of always giving up more and more freedoms and doing nothing but leaving the corporate-controlled government. P.S. That stuff about weed would not work, because cigarettes and alcohol are being taxed like hell, and it isn't solving money matters, especially if you make the legal age 55. Nobody buys it, since everybody above 55 is busy getting their Sony spyware removed that they got with their Neil Diamond CDs. That's pretty good.
That is funny.
P.P.S. That shit about Holocaust denier is sad. I agree that not everything is told to us should have always been taken for granted, but I visited Auschwitz some time ago, and if the shit is made up, then our society is really sick. I recommend visiting it. It really impresses. It is Poland, a cheap country to visit. And if you go, I recommend going to Krakow. And if you want to read an interesting book about the Holocaust, read Modernity and the Holocaust by Bauman. ISBN number 07456-0685-7. Sorry for the lengthy mail, but anyway, love your show. Keep it up. And all greets David from the Netherlands. So, which is cool.
Yes.
You know, I get a funny, poignant email from the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And I got to say that his statement there about the banning books thing is probably the best argument I've heard against banning the books. And I think I'd have to agree with him.
Yes.
You know, I think that David from the Netherlands has probably changed my mind. You know, realistically.
Good argument. There's good uses for books and bad uses for books.
Because you either ban, because you can, it'd be good, it would be, an, if you could guaranteedly just take out the evil books, that would be okay. But the problem is, how do you get that filter up?
It's subjective.
Yeah, it's subjective.
And if you got some religious people there, they're like,
so I don't think
goes against my doctrine.
I don't think the government should ban books. I think that I should be able to ban books.
Out of your own library in your own house.
No, I think
just
I
you.
Should. No,
okay.
Just me. I think okay. I should be the book guy. Okay. I should be like, oh, Sean. Yeah, we need to. Of course, then I'll get corrupted though. Because people will be like,
that's
oh
right.
Yeah, if you pass our book, we'll be giving you a lot of money.
We got this ship here.
We got this.
We know you had an eye on this frigate here.
Yeah, you know, and we can make sure that ship happens if you just, you know, let this book go through. What do you say?
You know, you're like, okay.
I'd be like, yeah, all right.
It was a pretty good book. I liked
I did it.
It
all
four
for
stars.
The money. Yeah, so I'm only here for the cash.
It's on my approved reading list.
Greetings, Sean. another good piece of feedback here. We have a bit of history, and thus, you know, with some differences, we have much in common. That common provides a foundation of solid friendship and support. Let's call it common ground what it is.
This is a setup. What's going on here?
Yeah, it sounds kind of scary. It's a history of active duty military service and the support of freedom. That being said, I have feedback on two issues.
Here comes, yeah.
The first is that you recently mentioned something along the lines of putting yourself on a character sheet. I think that is a fantastic... Oh, this is from Falware. That's right.
Okay.
I think that this is a fantastic concept.
That's very cool.
Choosing a gaming system with some detail and to flesh out a character's data sheet with your personal quality, skills, abilities, strengths, and weaknesses, then review it to see yourself from a new perspective. Today's newsreel, Tuesday, 2205, you responded to a listener that outlined a bad situation. Basically, you told him to clean up his act and find a direction. One suggestion was for him to consider military service. Now, this was the guy who wrote in and said, my world is shit, and I basically ripped
military!
Yeah, that's what I did. I'm like, join the army, fucking loser!
Here comes the pat answer. Military!
Do you got one for him?
No.
Oh! Thank you! Bad plan
today. Find something you're good at.
Oh, good.
Do it.
Right.
There you go.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, was that tailored specifically for him, or was
for
that,
everyone?
Was that for
it works
everyone?
For everyone. So
right.
I was good at computers, so
right.
I went
find
for computers.
So actually,
you're good at moving dirt with shovels.
You,
so
didn't
go
give
for
him,
that.
You didn't give him a plan there. All you gave him was more choices. The kid's not looking for choices; he's looking for a plan. Kid came to me for a plan. I fucking gave him one. You want a haircut? I gave you a haircut. End of list.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. But you ain't got a plan. You come to him with a plan that'll get him on his fucking way.
The military is good for people like him that have no direction in life.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying it might be an option. A bad plan today is better than a good plan tomorrow. I'd sooner see the guy doing push-ups than starving.
I'd wait a day for the good plan.
Chicken shit fucking lefty pinko commie fuck. Anyway. Why are you here? Like, get out of the house. Ranger?
The laugh track.
You are the laugh track.
Attack. Ranger, go.
Ranger, kill.
Vader.
Jeez. Today's was to consider military service. My pat answer. Enlisting during time of combat action is not something to be taken lightly. Fuck no, you get shot at.
Yeah.
But I've summarized myself like a character data sheet before and discovered that most of my success today is because of skills I gained of serving in the U.S. Marine Corps.
Oh, great. Rah, 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 Sean.
You put me on the air, you hypocritical fuck. I have skills to defend myself and my family. I have skills to understand people from many walks of life. I've experienced foreign cultures and better understand world news. I've shot a lot of people. No, he didn't say that.
So I was going to add that in if you
did. I know you are. Also, speaking from personal experience, gaining confidence and assertiveness can go a long way in the corporate world.
And killed a lot of brown people.
He didn't say he killed brown people. I don't think he killed any brown
people.
I'm
reading between the lines.
And what the hell does it matter if they're brown or not? What's this brown shit?
I don't know.
Racist fucker.
That's
so what if he's just killing people?
We don't normally go to the Netherlands now, do we?
Well, yeah, they never ask. But I'm sure that if, that there was some
they
terrorism.
They never seem to have the oil.
What, that's the right. Netherlands? Well, if there was a snow shortage or something,
that's
I'm
right.
sure the ski hills were bad. We'd be over in the Netherlands. Enlisting, I highly recommend someone in need of sorting out takes the time to flesh out that data sheet. Evaluate the data. Consider where you want to be in this world and begin working towards it, which is more your, well thought out and constructed plan.
That's right.
If you don't take steps, you won't ever walk anywhere. True story. I was the oldest of six children in a lower middle class family. I enlisted in the Marines at age 17. Young. Mm. My siblings felt somewhat abandoned at a time of life when they wanted their big brother to act them to help to find themselves in life. Was it right or wrong to leave them? After 4 years of the Corps and enough experience to fill two average lifetimes, I transitioned to the professional world, working pizza, delivery, and drawing on the GI Bill for living expenses. I easily financed an AA degree. I don't even know what an AA degree is, but that's okay.
I don't know what that is.
One of my brothers at age 17 was finding himself. We spent a lot of time together on his computer skills, quickly matched level with mine. We can refer to him as Crispin, suddenly chose to enlist in the military. That was 5 or 6 years ago. He is a new man today. He is confident in sticking with his military career plan to retire after 20 years in the Air Force. He can take care of himself and others physically, financially, intellectually, you name it. Where would he be today if he hung out at my house and led the life of an internet adventurer? Who knows? What I do know is that he recognized growth in me and took effort to better his life. All of his friends and relatives, I was the one lone voice of dissuasion urging him not to join the military. That dissension somehow fueled his resolve. I am proud of him. He has earned a recognition that only another veteran can understand. Once a soldier, always a soldier. Hoorah. Maybe you can use something of this account in the future to sort yourselves out. Yes, indeed. Maybe he should give up meat.
Yes.
That would be...
That'll solve all your fucking problems.
Cuts
down your living expenses, makes you feel better about yourself.
Your laptop, and annoys Sean. I'd ban your books. I would ban your books.
I haven't written any, so you can't.
Okay. I'm so tempted to make you sort yourself out and like people could ask you questions.
No.
And then, well, oh, why not? I think a 20-year-old young man would have blasted... I think the 20-year-old young man you blasted verbally could benefit from taking the time to create a data sheet of himself and seriously ponder what he wants to improve there. Hell, I've created a draft for a WoG character sheet, but I'd imagine you already have something like it. No, I don't. Rifts has a good sheet. Rifts is the Palladium game world.
Well, you did a basic one.
I did,
for
yeah.
the patrolling.
Well, I didn't want to give any one particular system a, you know.
Well, it's whatever works.
But Rifts, they're really available. You can pick up the books up anywhere. And they can be easily tweaked for real life. Soldier on, Falweir. Thank you very much, Falweir. So, yeah. I wonder how you'd be different today if you joined the Army. You'd be heavier. I'll tell you that.
Depends when I join. They kick me out. You have to eat meat. I will not eat meat, sir.
Jeez. Oh, God.
I respect your decision to not eat meat.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you buy.
You must lead all these people.
Yeah,
now.
That's right. You must now lead the other people in there.
I'd be like, fuck.
Yeah, that'd be
no.
Just... I don't know. I don't know. I mean, yeah, just go paint. Okay, just go paint something beautiful.
I'm the artist.
Yeah, you go do something artistic over there.
I will.
Good.
I'll go sing or something.
Yeah, you go fucking sing. You go sing. I'll go protect your way of life. All right. Speaking of which, now I know that you don't buy into this fucking thing, but listen to this. In alien invasion news.
Okay.
Ready?
They came all this way to probe our asses.
You don't know what they're doing. You don't know. If spotty teenagers were releasing computer viruses on the internet from darkened rooms were not enough of a headache, according to a scientific report, planet Earth's computers are wide open to a virus attack from little green men.
Yeah.
The concern.
Independence Day 4. ID 4, that Independence Day. Yeah.
Yep. The concern is raised in the Journal of Acta Astronomica by Richard Kerrigan, a particle physicist of the U.S. Fermi National Accelerator Laboratory in Illinois. He believes scientists searching for heavenly signals from extraterrestrial civilizations are putting Earth's security at risk by distributing the jumbled signals they receive to computers all over the world.
Okay.
The SETI project. They take these signals, distribute them to computers running the SETI screensaver.
Correct.
Bam!
Oh, you think the aliens are sending down these signals, which would in turn like have the code to execute viruses,
well,
to destroy the computers of Earth.
That's what he's saying. But what I'm saying is, what
buffer
if
overflow?
What if China were to just drop a satellite off, pointed at these signals and beam something at that, and then it would just infect all.
Interesting
of
concept.
You know, like there's a fuck of a way to get out there, because how many computers are running that SETI program?
Lots.
All they got to do is fire something at those dishes, and bam.
We're picking something up. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Boom.
That'd be a good practical joke.
Yeah, that would be a good practical joke. Or not so much. But anyway, that's alien invasion news. You don't know.
That's interesting.
Also in alien invasion news.
They're coming. They're among us.
On November 24, 2000, a former Canadian Minister of Defense and Deputy Prime Minister under Pierre Trudeau, major heavy hitter here.
Okay.
Has joined forces with three non-governmental organizations to ask Parliament of Canada to hold public hearings on exopolitics. Relations with extraterrestrials.
Did you get this off Weekly World News?
No, man.
Pierre Trudeau shaking hands with an ET?
No, man. By ETs, Mr. Hellier and these organizations mean ethical, advanced, extraterrestrial civilizations that may now be visiting Earth.
Ethical.
Well, yeah. You know,
it's fair trade Earth prices.
Well, we don't want one of those ass-raping aliens.
No.
On September 25th, 2005, a startling speech at the University of Toronto that caught the attention of mainstream newspapers and magazine, Paul Hellier, Canada's defense minister from 1963 to 1967, under Nobel Peace Prize laureate Prime Minister Lester Pearson, publicly stated at that time, UFOs are as real as the airplanes that fly over your head, end quote.
Okay.
So there it is. Government admission.
We pay for these people.
What the fuck? What do you need? Do you need one of them to park the saucer on your house, knock on your door, and say, hi?
Yeah, some pictures would be nice. You know, some video would be good.
You know, people like you, I swear, you know. Ugh.
Always looking for the truth.
You're not looking for the truth. The truth's right here. Mr. Hellyer went on to say, I'm so concerned about what the consequences might be of starting an intergalactic war, I just think I had to say something. Intergalactic war! Well, nobody's saying anything about this. You know, we're not talking about how we're talking to these aliens.
What if? No, because we're not.
You don't know that. You're not.
No. But our defense minister is.
No, he's just saying that somebody in government is.
Okay.
Hellyer revealed the secrecy involved in all matters pertaining to the Roswell incident was unparalleled. The classification was, from the outset, above top secret to the vast majority of U.S. officials and politicians, let alone a mere allied minister of defense. We're never in the loop. Hellyer warned, the United States military are preparing weapons which could be used against the aliens. They could get us into an intergalactic war without us ever having any warning, he stated. The Bush administration has finally agreed to let the military build a forward base on the moon, which will put them in a better position to keep track of the goings and comings of the visitors from space and to shoot at them if they so decide.
Is this real?
Yeah,
this is real. Where'd you get this from?
The internet. I got the link on my live journal. You can go there and get this.
Okay.
Hellyer's speech ended with a standing ovation. He said, the time has come to lift the veil of secrecy and let the truth emerge. There can be a real and informed debate about one of the most important problems facing our planet today. That's a great story, eh?
Yeah,
it's a legit story, man. You don't want to admit it, but this is the world we live in.
The most important things facing our planet today is alien invasion.
Could be.
It could be.
Could be.
There's a possibility. There's a chance that it might be.
It's a better chance than the fucking avian bird flu.
True. Yes.
Well, thanks. At least you gave me that one. Your daily hack today. Now this is cool. This is some cool shit. This is true wireless internet. This is called packet radio, and it's not new. I didn't know anything about this.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, but it's fucking neat. This is a total WOG system.
Slow as hell, if I remember.
So it's slow, but for text, it's fucking bonus.
Oh, yeah. And that's what you want to get out in times of emergency.
You betcha. Packet radio is a particular digital mode of amateur radio, ham radio communications, which corresponds to computer telecommunications. The telephone modem is replaced by a magic box called a terminal node controller. The telephone is replaced by an amateur radio transceiver, and the phone system is replaced by the free amateur radio waves. Packet radio takes any data stream sent from a computer and sends it via radio to another amateur radio station similarly equipped. Packet radio is so named because it sends the data in small bursts or packets.
Packets.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I totally
think it's like old school telephone over the modems, couplers.
Yeah, before it got all fucked and before they turned it into the giant information super mall.
Exactly. Internet 2, lock it down. So we're going to have to go old school.
Yeah, so that's fine. So and eventually they're going to take out the ham radios, I guess. That'll be the final.
Because they interfere with, what were they saying? They interfere
power
with the
camera lines or something.
The power
like that.
Lines, yeah. That's right. So we got to get rid of those ham radios.
And, well.
Because it's unregulated.
That's true. Yeah, we can't have that. Actually, it's not even unregulated. You got a license for that shit.
That's true.
And that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, I will be back tomorrow to make sure you get all the information you need to stay alive. This would be a free broadcast.
Free.
Brought to you by the generous donations of people we duped into giving us money. 11 one-time donators, 52 continuing subscribers, and 2 new subscribers for a total of 65 brainwashed individuals, part of our master plan. If you would like to help keep this daily news broadcast on the air, please visit rammedia.ca and give us all of your money. And thanks again to everyone and their assistance gathering data. If you have access to sensitive information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to newsreel. That's newsreel at randradio.com. And if you like the music in the background, be sure to pick up the album by Marilyn Manson called The Golden Age of Grotesque. And I'm going to leave you now with a Manson track called, I think it's called Bud Dud Ziggity Zag or some shit like that.
Buzz, wobbity wop.
I think
by
it's
Marilyn Manson.
Buzz Buzz Ziggity Zag, I think is what it's called. It's called I Want to Eat Your Children by Marilyn Manson. So you got anything else?
Yeah, there's a common misconception out there at this moment that you're going off the air in January.
No!
And then I'm like, no,
I'm not going off the air in January. I'm getting a job is what I'm doing because I can't keep all I'm doing is I'm being an internet deadbeat. All I'm doing is I'm sitting here.
That's right. Because you're making so much money from all the donations.
I got so much money. I feel guilty.
So
I feel guilty from all this money. So I'm going to go out and I'm going to do part-time work with the military.
Yeah.
Which means that I take off in some summers and stuff like that. But we're still putting the show out with Sim every fucking week. So we still need donations and stuff in order to use our master plans to destroy the world, you know, and enslave you with our mind control.
That's right.
So the donations are still, like, we're still taking donations. The show is still
Sean
on the air.
Sean is still taking donations. I'm not taking donations.
I am still begging for money. I'm on the side of the, I always like that expression, I'm on the side of the information superhighway begging for change.
That's right.
Begging for change on the information superhighway. That's the way I like to think of it. But anyway. Yeah, that's what's going on.
Still
there.
Happening. So,
I'm not off the air. I'm just not doing it 5 days a week. I'm going to actually have a life and stuff. So, and that's about it. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Okay, so until tomorrow, that is what server said. End of line.
Don't make a bus,